Well, folks, we have been enjoying some great Chardonnays and great Pinot Noirs from Patson Hall. James Hall sitting here with me, and he got so inspired, he had to open another bottle, and we've popped the cork here on the 2010 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. And you mentioned there's only 14 vineyards in this. Quite a bit of work for one wine.
I love this wine. It's a chance to work with small family growers. Our concept is only buy the best grapes possible. So this is a way for me to go out, find new vineyards, find little nooks and crannies in Sonoma County, bring in what would be, you know, almost commercially not really worth it, volumes of grapes, make little wines and blend them together into a cuvée. To me, this is one of the most fun projects I deal with, because every vineyard has its personality, and I'm looking for the absolute best I can find. And then you get 12, 13, or 14 of these wines together, and you go from a nice string quartet to something like the Count Basie Orchestra. This is a big wine, lots of different textures and flavors. It's a different animal than our single vineyards, but I put as much time and energy and passion and money into this as any of them.
Now, the interesting thought that comes to me, first of all, after tasting this wine is, do you try to have a model for this so that it becomes the same wine each year or close to it?
No, I've been in the business now since 1981, and I have never made the same wine twice. And every vintage has its little wrinkles, its personality, and frankly, I think that's kind of the fun of it all. If the wine was always the same, certainly there's something I think that's left off the table then. So I don't want it to be so radically different that people that have learned to like my wine are suddenly disappointed. But I think if there's variation and there's unique character, that's a strength.
It is indeed. And this is going to be a perfect food wine.
Well, this is 2010, and so 2010 is a little bigger wine, a little more tannin. I think we could go something a little stronger here, like a lamb perhaps, like an herb-crusted lamb.
The whole lamb?
Maybe the loin or a chop, something like that. I wouldn't barbecue or do anything smoky with this. I think that smoky quality might overwhelm it. Another thing I love with this Pinot is duck with five spice powder. You get that little licorice cinnamon thing, and it just pops with the Pinot.
I think we'll stop right there and ask Chef if he can come up with a dish like that. But Chef does have one dish on the table already. We are enjoying some great Pinot Noirs, and this is the 2010 Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir from Patson Hall. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, folks, I'm lucky, and we're sitting here with Ty Tobby, and this is Applewood Restaurant and the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and we are in the Russian River area. A little rain coming down outside. It is March at its best, and this is my favorite time of the year here. Not as many people, and you can get some of the best rooms and get into the tasting rooms. Ty, we have some great wines on the table. We have three or four that go perfect with this. I haven't found one that doesn't go perfect with this dish. What do we have?
Well, that is great. Here we have the Monterey Bay Calamari. And that's served with a risotto of heirloom tomato, anchovy, capers, and garden herbs. Now, how we put this dish together is I use a carnaroli rice. It's an Italian rice, very good for risotto. We cook that off with tomatoes that we canned in the end of the summer. We add in some anchovy, capers, fresh herbs, a number of other things. And then it is finished with a lightly grilled Monterey Bay calamari. How we serve this dish is make a nage out of some herbs from the garden, mostly.
A nage?
A nage. And a nage is basically a seasoned broth, well seasoned. How we make this one is it's actually emulsified in one of our blenders. And it's made mostly with parsley, some blanched shallot, a number of other ingredients. It has a very bright green color, as you can see. That goes down in our bowl. We put the risotto right in the middle, and then it's just topped with a little bit of fresh herbs and Meyer lemon from the garden.
This is beautiful, and I think we might need to repeat this dish just because we have so many beautiful wines to go with this. But we'll move on now, Ty, and move to our next course, and we'll hear about a couple more great wines from the Russian River area.